You might think of a robin or a bluebird as harbingers of spring, but that may not be correct. I'm Jim Bloom with naturalist Dan Best. We're at the edge of a marsh on a soggy afternoon.
Well, Jim, it's true that the greater number of bluebirds and robins arrive back in these parts, you know, in March. But bluebirds and robins, they're frequent enough in winter to ruin their reputations as the heralds of spring.
Well, I'm thinking you have another bird in mind.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of the blackbirds, actually, the grackles and red-winged blackbirds. They usually hit town in February.
I've always associated red-winged blackbirds with cattails. Aren't they birds of the wetlands?
Well, yes, marshes are their traditional habitat and remain their preferred habitat. They weave a basket-like nest among the stems, the cattails, the rushes, or other tall plants at the water's edge. And while marshes are their favorite, still, they've branched out.
You mean they're starting to use other habitats?
Well, yes. And now, as you know, Jim, in a trend that unfortunately continues today, marshes and other shallow water wetlands, as they have been for decades, have been drained or filled for agriculture and building.
Which would explain why so many of our rare and endangered plants and animals are wetland species.
Yes, indeed. However, as many forms of wetland wildlife have declined with the loss of their habitat, red-winged blackbirds, apparently more adaptable, have made a successful transition into upland habitats, such as meadows and grassy interstate margins, hay fields, clover, alfalfa fields.
Well, there's no wonder why there's so many of them. I can recall those huge flocks that we saw in the fall, strung out across the sky almost like a plume of smoke.
Yeah, and every night for several weeks they gather by the hundreds to roost in trees near somebody's house.
Well, red-winged blackbirds at almost any time of the year are pretty noisy birds. Their song, if you can call it that, certainly doesn't rival the cardinal or any other songbird for that matter.
No, you're right about that, Jim. Can't argue that point.
What does the bird look like? Can you describe it?
Well, as the name implies, they're black, all overall black. Now, the males, they have a yellowish wing bar, and they also have a red shoulder patch or epaulette that they display while they're establishing their territory or engaging in courtship.
What about the females?
Well, they're different looking. They actually look like big sparrows. That is, they're kind of a dark brown and very streaky.
Describe this display that the male is putting on.
Well, they find a prominent perch, and then from here they fan out their wings and tail feathers and let out a real boisterous conkeree.
So this is to establish territory, and they'll keep doing this even before the females have arrived.
That's right, staking their claim, but once the girls arrive, well, then this display really kicks into high gear.
What's the best way to see the antics of the red wing?
Well, since these birds are pretty common, chances are you're not going to have to go too far from home. A little patch of cattails or reeds alongside the road. I mean, invariably, they'll be perched on a wire or in a tree nearby will be a male red wing displaying.
Well, other birds get more poetic respect. I have a sense you feel this bird is special.
Well, yeah, as spring proceeds, we'll see more musical songsters come our way. But doggone it, you know, when I hear that quirky song of the red-winged blackbird in late winter when there's still snow on the ground, to me, that's one of the first sure signs of spring.
That's naturalist Dan Best. I'm Jim Bloom for the Great Lakes Radio Consortium. Let's check out that cattail stand. Do you think we're going to get one?
Oh, I'll bet you there'll be one there. Watch out for that big puddle.
Way too wet over here.